The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's not polite to point, Nine.
I'm pointing at you, Matt Man.
Oh, because I'm Matt Man.
I'm Nine.
And this is After Hours with the Rise Guys. We'll pause for your applause.
Yes, please.
All right.
That's enough. Thank you.
Thank you. Enough.
Thank you. You're too kind. Stop it, Jethro.
He'll come stop a mud hole in you.
Barefooted.
Again, we're doing this mix, and you have seemed to really, you being you listening now, we'll get into that whole thing again. You, mm-hmm. the listener, the fan, the audience, whatever, you are into us doing more of these, but not as much on the wrestling tip.
Yeah. We could do an entirely wrestling podcast, I think would do well. But when we do this podcast and we talk about wrestling, it gets fewer downloads than the other ones.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That, and there's just not enough. Or not enough. Well, I would say that, like, the feedback is, you can tell, like, okay, this didn't stimulate quite as many people.
Yeah, because if you're going to talk about that subject, you have to cultivate an audience entirely dedicated to that one subject. People who literally don't like anything else.
Well, I think that's something we should investigate, because I remember Fabe Football Fat Boy from the Rise Guys morning show was saying on this morning show, actually, I think he said, man, I could talk about wrestling 24 hours a day.
And man, I could talk about it.
Breathe for 24 hours a day. You know, he's got the apnea.
That's true. He does. Yeah, man, I could talk about wrestling all day long. I couldn't do it every day for the rest of my life, but I could talk about wrestling all day long for like several weeks on end, probably before I got tired of it and want to take a break. Yeah. And the thing about it is
that
I don't know where to find like 20,000 people who want to listen to me talk about wrestling all day.
Well, and you know what to think about it is. And again, we have heard you, and that's awesome. But the vileness of some people, like, you know, the old days, when I say old days, I don't know what I mean by that, but people would just say, hey, you know, I mean, I'm no pussy, but you know, it's like, you know, I don't like the wrestling stuff, hey, can it with the wrestling so much, or whatever.
Yeah.
But now it's like, fuck off with the wrestling bull ass. I'm not going to do it too much.
Yeah.
This is horse ass, bull stud mother effers.
Yes. It's like, people will be like, I hate wrestling so bad. I'd rather watch you take a dump on my wife's face.
Dude, I saw the one. I know. And I was stupid. Man, you didn't show that to your wife, did you?
People who hate pro wrestling more than they hate anything else, and they hate pro wrestling more than they love anything else.
It is a love-hate thing.
A weird thing. If you hate it, you really, really, really hate it, and we understand.
Don't algorithm feed it, though. If you say it too much, it'll say, oh, it's another one of those. So we're not going to talk about it.
What if I say wrestling sucks?
It'd probably put us on some kind of, some of those oil wrestling video things.
Oh, yeah, it would. Yeah, it would.
You know, the suckings and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you this. And again, like after hours. So the thought with that is, well, it's not during the show and it sure as hell not before it. So it's after the hours.
The show.
And a lot of people, you know, several, many, I don't know the numbers, but we're saying, thought you guys might expound upon more what you were talking about that day or behind the scenes kind of stuff. First off, like, there isn't much behind the scenes that we don't just run our mouths about.
Yeah.
And A, I'm not going to talk shit about one of the other two and then have to deal with it in there.
Yes.
And when I say that, it would not like just, you know, maybe critiquing and things, you know, or whatever like that. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be remotely fair to talk trash about anybody who isn't here with us, you know?
Well.
Who isn't also out in the, well, they are in the public eye, but you know what I mean? We could talk trash about The Rock and he don't give a damn, but somebody we got to see tomorrow, they'll give a damn. And they can't really respond in kind unless they go like get a podcast and it's dumb.
Man, that's the new phrase, in kind. I hear it so much. That and due diligence. I hear in so much different conversations with people and things. It's so wild.
I wonder when in kind came back around, because I remember it from like old TV shows and movies.
I don't know. I did notice it with the mortgage that was in there talking about that, but I've heard it a lot anyway. Nevertheless, I think what I was gearing to with that thought is like the thick skin you have develop, with doing really just anything, but like from my point of view, yeah, you come in, whatever, especially with social media, but it's like, I'm not going to say I think it was actually a good thing in a sense. You know what I mean? Like,
what, just, social media?
Well, no, just the, you know, various things, it kind of like thickens your skin to certain things. And then, so other things don't, I used to be real bad about reading the text during the show. And there would be 100. This show is awesome today. Blah, blah, blah. Matt, you look hot on the webcam. Thanks. Terry, it wasn't with an I or a Y. It had both. It was confusing. Nevertheless, I would read one that says, that was BS, or that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And old Matthew would carry that the rest of the day.
The bad one. I don't know why people are that way, but until we like teach ourselves different, kind of train our brains different, then we don't really understand that. Like that, but we'll take the one negative over 99 positives and just dwell on the one negative over 99 positives. It's I don't know why we are that way. I don't know if we're naturally that way, if that's how Southern our brains moms. Work. Or if it's just the conditioning of Southern moms or what?
Or just, you know, not just the moms, but grandmothers as well. No.
Them too.
You know, did you ever hear an elder when you were a child get a compliment, let's say, and I'm using this, pulling it out of the ether now, like a dress comment, like very pretty dress. And then that person might turn around and the smile would go away. And they'd say, she didn't mean that.
Yeah.
Like, my God. First off, do you know many people that pay compliments to just build somebody up for no particular reason and do it with, you know, negativity in mind? I don't know. It never made sense.
I know plenty of people who do that because I grew up going to Southern Baptist churches.
Well, you know, I said dress.
Oh, it's the weirdest thing. You talk about the woman, the turnaround and the smile like fades off her face.
Oh, yeah. I love like, sitting in the balcony watching that happen.
If you're happy to see somebody, you walk up, shake their hand, greet them, go on your way. You're still smiling after because you were happy to see them.
Yeah, that beam stays with you. But
yes, if I'm walking around smiling in a good mood, like I'll speak to you smiling, then I'll walk away still smiling. Like it's lying. They're in church lying to each other's faces.
Yep. We'd sit in the balcony and you'd watch people break their neck to go, you know, let the other person know that they were, I think more or less it was a, hey, I want you to know I'm here today. So don't be thinking I wasn't at church again or something like that. But
I got
to
be seen.
They would hug the hell out of each other. And then as they both turned away, that smile would just like the sun setting on the ocean, just go away so slowly. It was so wild, nothing. Man.
Yeah, it
so
is.
Wild. But that's like everything. You see that with networking things or, you know, any interaction, really. I mean, you know, the fakeness is very easily judged is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not just at church.
Yeah.
But that's where fakeness, I did notice it.
On the fakeness thing, man, that's something I enjoy about when I go out and play cab driver after work some days, because the people are going to get in your car with you. So sometimes they'll get in the car and I'm generally happy to be doing it. So I have a good time doing it. So I'll turn around and be like, hey, how you doing today? And they'll be like, oh, I'm great. How you doing? I'll be like, I'm good. Thanks for asking. Whatever. And then they just, the smile fades. They don't talk the rest of the time, but they get in all fake happy.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. No, everyone does that. I get a lot of really cool people. Way more than you'd think.
Do you ever get any drunkards?
No, I only do it during the day.
Well, I don't mean anything.
I've had a couple drunks. Yeah, I had one lady who was about schnockered, and I took her to the liquor store from her house, then back to her house. And then I had one guy who smelled very strongly of booze from the night before. He probably was still drunk from last night. I had to take his girlfriend to go look for him at a trailer park that he wound up at. And then I had another guy who was drunk and on pills, and I only know that because he told me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like quickly, like, paraphrase that conversation real quick.
Like, I don't remember. He just shared with me while we were talking. He's like, hey, man, I'm a little drunk. I'm a little drunk. I'm on some pain pills. Just work it in. In this case, I thought something was wrong with him or something.
Why is it always that voice? I was about to do the same voice. It's weird.
That's like, what he talked like, man. He's been working construction 40 years, this fella.
Slow down on them curves, man. I've been drinking and taking pills.
Yeah. I mean, it was that. That's the dude, because the dudes who drink and take pills a lot sound like that.
My God. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Now, the thick skin. What's the way to say that? The thickness of skin.
Let's just say
that instead of trying to invent a new word. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something. Like, this is what's good about us. Not that it was bad in the past, but I mean, you grow and blah 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 and get mature and all that.
Really? Realize
some stuff matters, some stuff doesn't. I got mad at you today on today's morning show, but for like maybe like 1.5 minutes, maybe a full 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, you couldn't stay mad too long because I agreed with you.
Yeah, like okay,
it's hard to stay mad if I'm agreeing with you.
Well, the reason I bring it back up, and also several things, but one, that voice was that guy's voice. Like,
oh, it was. Yeah. Oh, man. You know what, man? It might not be drunk and on pills. This bunch of dudes sound like this.
It's just like, man, you can tell. I have some vice in my life. I mean, you can tell there's something. It might be, it's something with an E or an A on the end. I mean, I guarantee you.
It ends in I-N-E either way.
Yeah. Methamphetamine. But nevertheless, this guy called in this morning. He was very, what he was talking about was just very, you know, kind of bland. I call him like bland echo chambers, which is nice. Maybe they're on hold and not realize one or two, maybe three people just made the same point, but they say it again. And he said, I agree with what that woman just said. And when she
said, he did say lady.
Oh, pardon.
He did. You know, I remember what? He said lady.
I just curtsied for you just now.
Well,
I'm wearing an apron. I was doing some baking earlier. Not the kind, but nevertheless,
yeah.
because of maybe what he was listening on or this, that, or the other, he referred to you thinking your voice was that of a female, and you hung up on him.
Now, I gave him a chance to say something. He said, All right.
Well, again, right. He might have been the guy you carried around the other night. Like, I saw the innocence and the, I don't want to say anything mean. What's the opposite of sharp?
Dull.
So that guy said that and you hung up on him. And I was like, oh God. Oh man. I was kind of not like full blown, but I was like, oh God, that kind of hurt me. The more I thought, I was like, damn it. You just hung up on a son of a bitch. But then you said off the air, and I don't want to overspeak for you, but basically you said what?
I said, man, it's just like, that's something I used to hear sometimes when I was younger. And it just kind of, it's an old wound. Like, it just got me. It just, cause I ain't heard it. Like, dude, it's been close to 20 years since I heard that. But I used to hear it occasionally when I was younger, cause my voice would not get deep at all. So I'd hear it at like drive-thrus and stuff like that.
Occasionally. Oh, dude. Hey, yeah. I got it at Starbucks 2 or 3 weeks ago. Yeah. And it was like early morning too, like on the weekend. So that's when I even have even more like, you know, crispy voice. So I'm like, I'll do my order at Pie House headed. Hey, can I get a venti caramel macchiato?
Yes, ma'am.
Hot.
Oh, hot. I don't know how to order those, man. So, I can't really play the role of barista because I don't usually order coffee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She would be a barista, I believe.
But, I believe so.
So, okay. Does it bother you? And be completely honest, because this was going to be one of the questions on our upcoming interview show where we interview each other.
Yeah.
And one of those questions is, does it bother you? And I think now the answer is yes. Does it bother you, irk you, blah, 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 when I do my impression of you that is really just me talking like Mickey Mouse?
No, I think that's funny. Okay. I think that's fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's just funny.
Testing the boundaries.
It's just...
just don't, like, drop a GD on me in retaliation.
Just don't misgender me, okay?
So, gosh. Man, that's... I tell you, the minute, the way it happened, because I wanted to, I think me and Fatboy both did, like, chuckle, and then we both realized you had hung up on me. You said, I hung up on, God, I'm doing a sound. Yeah. So, but you said, yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, is that why you started smoking? So your voice would get deeper?
No, I don't know why I started smoking. That was a dumb thing to do.
We all have dumb things we do. Trust me. We do that in a battle one day.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll get deeper as we get down to the holler, but by God.
Now, sounding like a young Wayne Newton worked well for Wayne Newton, but it didn't serve me well in my life.
No. Hell no. Yeah. Man, so... yeah, do you still read things on social media that, you know, comments and stuff that, and even, I think even saying this is like laying the roadmap out to these troll dickhead butthole people that, you know, just push your buttons just to do it. And they even do it, like some of them, I think, wow, you're doing that with like the same account that you like post pictures of your family and where you work and all that stuff. Not that I would ever, certainly ever retaliate in any way like that, but but your family members and everyone are also seeing the same things you see, which it is what it is, but anything you ever read or whatever that you block or mute, because I do, I'll tell you, I mean, I don't care.
Occasionally I'll see something like that. It ain't too often I look at stuff, and usually I'm good at dismissing stuff like that. If it's just some negative comment on the internet, I'm good at dismissing those for the most part. Yeah. Or I've gotten good at that. But still, if it's something just like vile, well, yeah, I'll mute and block then.
Vile.
Not too often.
Oh,
I know it's a really popular thing on Twitter now. Like the trolls, they love to post who's blocked them. Like it's a badge of honor that you got blocked by somebody you like.
You're right. I mean, that's why I just mute people and they don't know. And same thing with Instagram. Like, so this is so wild. So I'll be very vague. Is that how you say it?
I believe so, yes.
Vague. Someone that we work currently with, I had muted them on Instagram. Because I'm not going to say why, but this is like, all right, that's enough. So I just mute them rather than certainly wouldn't block or unfollow or whatever. But nevertheless, I saw that person and they made a comment about, you know, hello, I did not know that you now had a farm with many animals and whatnot, and even full size ones. Mm-hmm. I beat you to it.
You did. That's my joke.
And it's like, oh, I post a bunch of it, like on Instagram and stuff. And it wasn't, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours later, that person started following me, but they used to. So
they refollow.
They unfollowed me. And I'm like, but what did I do to make you unfollow me? They also should make a thing on there where if somebody unfollows you, you get like three strikes and you're out. You don't get to keep doing that because, you know, if you know the person, you're going to remember, oh, yeah, you used to follow me. What the hell?
Three strikes and what?
Yow.
Yow. Yow. Robin Yow.
Milwaukee Brewers. God, yeah, if we were playing the Ringer right now, that would have been a tie. And also, I would drop on you Coach Ed Yount, who was a men's basketball coach.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
On what you were saying, though, it's the refollow is weird because why would somebody unfollow? Like that, like somebody you work with, why would they unfollow? What reason would they have? What offensive thing would they see that would make them want to unfollow? I can't think of anything. Like, not any reason in the world to unfollow.
If it's some... Okay, now, me being me,
mm-hmm.
and us the only people really talking to each other right now, although in the future people will be listening to this. That sounds very darted toward me. Have I done that?
What, the unfollow thing?
Yes.
Oh, no. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of. I'm just really wondering. It's a genuine question. What reason would there be to unfollow? I can't think of any.
Well,
based on what you post on Instagram, which is just stuff.
I have said in the past.
Well, maybe one.
This was what? I'll look at you.
Look at your camera.
I know. What? I can't tell what you're doing.
Pulling on my beard.
Oh, okay. I still don't know who you're doing. I don't know who that's supposed to be. But I would sometimes when I was really like wrecked, like in a bad mood or whatever, for whatever, if I was on social media, you know, doing that thing you do when I don't know what it is about the American social whatever, but when we get angry, at least with me and I, others have said this, when you get angry, you get on social media. I'm not saying that like some kind of revelation. I mean, it's just like a thing.
So if somebody dies or a pet dies or you're mad about something, you got to go to social media. I personally do not. But
or if you want to post weird, vague things, like cryptic things that even though someone's not interacting with it, they're talking a big pile of S about you behind your back, trying to figure out your ciphers, trying to figure out what your code is.
Yes. Yeah, they are.
Nevertheless, it's not me or nine. It's someone else we know.
Yeah.
I think we know the same person.
Yes. Yeah, we do. We do.
But
I just can't fathom unfollowing somebody on social media. I mean, for like the for what reason there would be for that? I don't. There's no reason.
But mute them, right?
Yeah. I mean, unfollowing people's fine, but I can't fathom why somebody we work with in that capacity would unfollow you and refollow and all. I don't know why. I can't find a reason. There's no why.
What I was saying, I think about the getting on social media when pissed off, angry, or whatever is.
Yeah.
I used to do this thing where I would roll through, and if somebody posted something that just, I did be in that mood where it just would aggravate me, I would unfollow them.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if somebody like I didn't know. Like I used to follow a bunch of different, I hate to even say this, like bullshit motivational positivity things.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, like it was in good faith, you know. It's like and it's you realize after a while it's all run by the same person because they start posting the same crap on all four of them or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'd like
and they don't really make you feel any better ever. They might make you feel worse.
No, because when you read this is deepening here, but when you read an ex's horoscope, don't judge, but if you do, because you're scrolling through the horoscopes, you look at yours first because you're selfish, but then you go look at the ex's horoscope and it's like, yours is like, keep pushing through, your new moons are coming and bull crap, and you know, and then you read that one, it's like, a mysterious lover will run into you, you know, like a
give you bags of money.
Yeah, or, you know, one of those
things.
Like,
theirs would be really good, yours would be really bad, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're reading theirs hoping, oh, it's because it says they're going to die in a volcano eruption.
No, but I want them to still be like, keep trying hard, it'll be all right. Not like, go ahead and claim it now. There'll be $80,000 in your bank account.
Yeah.
Affirm it by liking this post.
Yeah, so then all you've done is you go to the horoscope to make yourself feel worse.
Yeah, or if you actually probably looked at all of them laid out, they're just moving them around over and over again. I mean, I'm sure of it. There is some authenticity to that in a sense because of, I think, the astrological signs that we are born into. But other than that, I think those accounts that I was referring to were all just, again, same person running it off of bunch of different platforms or whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at Vogue India for horoscopes today and just see what mine says. You got me curious now.
Oh, Vogue India.
Yeah.
Can you speak Hindu?
No, it's in English.
Okay. You Cancer, better work.
Leo, Virgo, Libra, Virgo. There's Scorpio.
That's me.
And here I am right after you. Sagittarius, this is your reminder to roll up your sleeves and embrace the grind. God dang it.
You're wearing short sleeves.
Whether you're learning a new skill, polishing a passion project, or upgrading your career goals, the new moon in Taurus is reminding you that every expert was once a beginner. So be patient with yourself and the process as you take the time you need to master your craft.
See.
In the mood to make this process fun and fabulous, set up an aesthetic workspace, create a playlist that keeps you motivated, or invite your soul squad for a brainstorming session.
Oh, God bless. That's all the right. First I've heard that one.
Soul squad, man. That's a podcast by its damn self.
Like 10 times in a row right now. Mike, I'm mad in traffic. That is,
I know. This wasn't my work laptop. I'd have thrown it out the window.
Well, they still said might. You could still say your tribe, and it wasn't referring to anything. It just means your people.
Soul squad.
I won't. I will not. I can't and won't.
Yeah.
If that becomes the 10th commandment on the Odyssey rules, I will not. I'll meander away.
You will not have a soul squad?
I won't. No. I won't set up a soul squad. First off, I mean... What? Yeah, read mine. That's what I before you X'd out, I wanted you to read mine to me. Because I don't look at it very much, but I do want to point out, you said one thing, trust the process. Mm-hmm. I loved that so much until that damn Gary Vaynerchuk started overusing it and now makes shirts and all everything on. It's like, you know, the lion, be a lion and don't be a wolf or whatever the thing is.
Yeah.
You find out that was all a big SCAM. I dare not say it because we'll get demonetized.
You ready for your horoscope now? Your scope?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. As you enter the Scorpio, as you enter the portal of the new moon this week, channel your inner priestess/shaman/alchemist and dive deep into the magical realms.
Oh, God.
It's time to unlock the secrets of the universe, or at least start by cracking open some of those metaphysical books you've been eyeing.
Does that mean, like, I thought it was going to say go do DMT.
Oh, no, that's what I would do. That said, exploring tarot, astrology, or even meditation techniques may be on the cards for you at this time. Why not make your esoteric exploration into a stylish affair? Create a cozy Zen corner in your home where you can meditate or study in peace. Creating an altar to honor your deities who've been working with you is also an excellent idea.
Hey, first off, I ain't got but one deity. All right. That's my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Secondly, I do meditate. I really do. It's a cross between praying and meditating, but when I do, you know, as a man, it's tough to say this, and I'd like to thank that Diamond Dallas Page for making it a little more manly, but I don't know what I tell, like, members of my family. Yeah, I do yoga now. They just, like,
why would you do something that's good for your health?
More like what's frozen. Looks like you've been doing frozen yoga.
Yeah, you better PCBY getting some yoga.
And while I'm doing it, you know, with the breathing of it, the way that I do it, I'm counting numbers rather than doing a mantra.
Oh, and okay.
It's just my way to, like, focus, but not. Mm-hmm. but I have the ceilings in my home or where I do my yoga / meditating is has this weird designs and stuff on there. So I just kind of stare at it, you know, because you're not supposed to think, you're supposed to just stare at this imaginary dark space that I guess you see. And boy, I started looking at that thing and it starts moving around. It gets freaky up there. You know what I mean?
Oh, I bet it does. Yeah.
I'm lightheaded.
I got a bathroom wall that's like that if you eat mushrooms.
Oh, well, I wasn't. I'm just lightheaded because I'm moving around in positions and moves. And then I lay down and I'm looking up at it, meditating. I'm like, whoa, man, this is kind of trippy now. I can understand why people like to be choked while having sex.
Exactly.
I don't want to do it, though.
No, you don't want to do the choking.
Neither one. I don't want to be dyed that way, and I don't want to murder someone by sex. Although leaving it like that sounds daring, and dare I say, the way women are in the murder podcast would make me more
tired. Speaking of podcasts, I think we've done a whole one.
I this one's fun. I mean, they all usually are. Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it because it was fresh off today's show, too.
Yeah, it was.
Talking about all that.
I've had a good time.
I have you. I have as well. Matter of fact, I'm going to write your phone number down for others to have a good time and place it on a local bathroom wall.
Please do.
I will.
Thank you for listening to what's this show called?
My name is Matt Man.
I'm 9.
And this has been After
Hours.
With the
Rise.
You're supposed to have done Rise Guys.
Guys.
Good job.
Thank you.
See you next time.
She's late.
Sit, Ubu, sit.
That's Inga.
Good dog.
Inga Bart.